We are holding at the top of Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph, three lines down. Nisus Al Pi Bezdin Tetze. So, at the end of the Mishnah. So, we said in the Mishnah that if a woman is Nisus Al Pi Bezdin, she is Tetze. Remember, we said that what does it mean to be Nisus Al Pi Bezdin or Nisus Shalei Al Pi Bezdin? Nisus Al Pi Bezdin means through a special heter of Bezdin. The special heter of Bezdin meant that one aid came in, one aid was mayed, and Bezdin paskened that she's allowed to get married. Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph, three lines down. So we said that that's called Nisus Al Pi Bezdin. So, but in a situation where she was Nisus Al Pi Bezdin, and then the husband came back, so we said, Tetze, and the question was whether or not she has to bring a carbon. So we said in the Mishnah that Nisus Al Pi Bezdin Tetze Uptura Min HaKarbon. She's exempt from bringing a carbon. Rashi said, the Yachid Shasal Bahira Az Bezdin Potter. Because being that she followed the Psak of Bezdin, there was a Hira Az Bezdin, so therefore she is Ptura Min HaKarbon. Whereas Le Nisus Al Pi Bezdin, rather two Aidim came along, and the Aidus was accepted. So, and then the husband comes back. So then we said, Tetzei v'chayavis b'karbon. In such a case, she's going to be mechuyev a carbon. Rashi said in the Mishnah, Shalei Al Pi Bezdin, ela be'edim, chayavis carbon, t'shagegasi, that's considered to be a regular shkaga. And the aims are oines lipatim in a carbon, the iboila la'amtunei. Because she should have been a bit more patient.
Tetzei meaning she's going to be divorced.
Yeah, the husband comes back. So
in the first case of one aid in the base, then she doesn't have to get divorced.
She also has to get divorced.
Awesome.
Yeah, if the husband comes back, the husband came back, right? So then we know that she's not allowed to be married to the second guy. So again, these are Bezdin Tetzei, but she doesn't have to bring a carbon because she's considered to have followed the Psak of Bezdin, and if, therefore she's a Yochid Shasal Bahira Az Bezdin, and she's exempt. We don't hold of our Mishnah because we have a different teaching which has been circulating in the Beis Medrash, and as we should say, it seems to be that this is more reliable. If Bezdin made a Hayra, and they said you can do malacha because shakachama, the sun has set, and presumably this means, you know, we've mentioned several times that sometimes you get when it says shkia sachama, there's tchilas shkia and there's seif shkia, right? Sometimes it refers to what we refer to when we say shkia, and sometimes it means tseis, akechavim. That's obviously what it must mean over here. So here bezdin shakachama ulabesoi v'zarcha. So maybe they said, yeah, it's nacht. And then they see a glimpse of sun, and they realize Shabbos is not out yet. Ein zu hayra elatos. This is not considered to be a hayra. This is considered to be a simple mistake. So let's see the Rashi over here. Rashi says, four lines down, hayra bezdin shashaka chama v'shabbos v'hitira lasas malacha. Ein zu hayra lismech aleha v'lifter yachid sha'asa al piem. This is not, does not have a halachic status of a hayra. This isn't considered to be a hayra. Oyim asu tzibur al piem ein meviim par kishar helam davar elakol echad kizba isaira. Every single yachid would bring a regular carbon chatas kizba isaira she ein ze helam davar elatos kisvurim sheba ba'olam davar shleba. Meaning, if they just get their facts wrong, they just got the facts wrong, that's not considered to be a hayra. The halakuli alma galya hashta de tos havoy. Now everyone sees and realizes that this was just a mistake. Vachanami de masnisen tosi kisvurim shemeis vihine ba baila vahakal royim eli aid samach. It's just that they relied on one single aid. So the Gemara is downing what is considered to be a hayra. A hayra is a psak, right? There has to be some type of a some type of a level in order to say this is considered to be a hayra. And if it's a hayra, then we could say yachid she'asal bi hayra is bezdin. But in a case where they just simply got the facts wrong, says the Iri, that does not consider to be a hayra, and therefore they would be mechuyev to, in this case, they would be a chiyev to bring a carbon chatas. That is the Iri.
Rav Nachman. I'm sorry, but the Beis Din doesn't have any obligation in respect of the carbon, in respect of this error.
Not in this case. Not in this case. It's only in a case where it's got a shame hayra that we will say that, oh, so then yachid shasa b'ira is bezdin, and the yachid is potter, and at times the bezdin have to bring, depending on the circumstance. But here, when they've just got their facts wrong, that's not considered to be hayra.
Well,
right.
Why should they be little like that? In the case of the wife who makes a mistake, she's also just got the facts wrong.
And Chalamis, if she got the facts wrong, so she has to, right, she's going to be responsible for that. She's going to be responsible for that. But what we were saying, in order to say Yachid she'asa b'iraz bezdin potter, that's only if there is a teras din hayra. But in a situation where bezdin got the facts wrong, it's just lacking in the shame hayra. Rav Nachman Amar, no, hayra here. This is considered to be a hayra. Amar Nachman Teda de hayra he. I'll prove to you that this must be a hayra. The bechala terakula eid echad leimehemen. In kala terakula, when an aid comes to testify in these types of situations of ischazik yisura, like we saw previously, the bechala terakula eid echad leimehemen. V'hacha mehemen. And here, all of a sudden, when the aid is believed, my time Allah mishim to hayrahi. Isn't it because it's considered to be a hayra? In other words, what gives the punch? Right, and what gives the halachic clout to this heter? Surely it must be the psak din. Rashi says, "Teidei rohi al yedei hayiraz bezdini nises v'alayu talya v'alayu aid," and therefore the responsibility rests on them, as opposed to just on the aid. To have a chalatera aida gadlei mehemen v'achem mehemen. Usually the default setting is, as we know, that an aid echad is not believed. And over here he is believed. The Torah Allah Yeminase, the Hemiminu, the Avdin and Apumayu, so they believed him, and they're the ones who said you can rely on it. As we saw at the beginning of the first segment, and Mishum Yuna Akilu Bar Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan were Makel, and they said, we will rely on the testimony of one aid. And therefore, when an aid comes into Beis Din, we're going to paskin that she's allowed to get married. So this is a hayra, says Rav Nachman. So we have machlekes between Zairi and Rav Nachman. So in other words, Zairi is not going with the Mishnah, and Rav Nachman is going with the Mishnah. Amarava teida de tosu. I disagree with Rav Nachman. I go with Zairi. And this is just a simple mistake. This is a tos. De ilo hara Beis Din mechelev ubedam le'teira. Let's say Beis Din one day said, you know what? Chalev and dam is permitted. We know that chalev is forbidden fat. Shuman is the name which we give to fat which is permitted. So let's say one day Beis Din get up and they say, you know what? Chalev and dam is permitted. V'hadar chazu taima le'isura. And they say, oops, we made a mistake. And we now know that this is clearly chalev and it's also within his sakares and so on. If they now go back and say, oh, it's mutter, we wouldn't listen to them. If you look at Rashi over here, Rashi said on chazu taima, I mean originally said it's mutter, and then the case was that had a chazu taima li sura tam muvhak. They see a proper reason as to why this is Osir. And then they go back and they want to master it. So we wouldn't listen to them anymore. The Ritva says that we are Pirish ki hada chazut the chazu time alatera ke'ein hatam harishin mamish. Similar to the first reason, meaning Lanu, they didn't say anything more convincing than what they said originally. And therefore, in such a case, we wouldn't listen, and so on. So they didn't really give a proper any proper substantive reasoning, and so on. We wouldn't listen to them. If an Eidechad says, your husband died, Sharinen, we would match the woman, we'd allow her to get married. Asitrei, two people came along and said, our husband is still alive. Asarna, we would say, Asar. We would say that it is Asar for her to marry. Ki hada Asar, Eid Achrina. And if now another aid comes and says, right now your husband died, it just don't die 5 minutes ago. Kihadar asa aid achrina sharinin la. We would matter. We would allow her to get married. So in the previous case, we would say we wouldn't. We would go with what Bezdin said when they said that chilev and dam is asa, even though they subsequently came back with another reason to say it's mutter. Here, an aide said he died. Two of them said he didn't die. And then another aide says he died right now. So we would matter. Sharin in law. My time, Allah Mishum the Tosu. It must be because the original thing which was said when the aide came into Bezdin and said he was alive, he made a mistake. He saw that the guy got a wound, and therefore he made an assumption that maybe the guy died. He got it wrong. When Bezdin heard the original testimony of the aide, they said, okay, you know, the aide says he died, he died. You can get married. Two of them said, no, he didn't die yet. He's still in the hospital. They're trying to save his life. He didn't die yet. So now, when a couple of hours later, another aide says, I've just come back from the hospital. The guy was just pronounced dead. So then we would allow her to get married. We would say the first aide statement was a mistake. And the reason why now we will allow is because what was said originally was a tos. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, right now he died, Shavin in law. My time Allah Mishan Darmin an aid kama atyan. The first aid just made a mistake. The high basra mehemen. And the second one is going to be believed. The e kamaisa hayrahi. Because if the first one is considered to be a proper hayra, the adaitin Samchinen, and we rely on him. Mechi Chazinen, Taima Al Yedei Hashnayim Halalu to Lo Yarinen Shaper Heichem Matzin LeMehad LeDayit Kamaisa. So if it was a proper Oira which was properly uprooted, so if the two Edim properly uprooted the Oira, why would we all of a sudden listen to one Ed if we have two Edim who uprooted the original Oira? Elamai, the first aid was nothing. And when the two of them came into Bezdin, all they did is they just established that the first one made a mistake. And now we're kind of back to square one. And now when, therefore, the single aid comes into Bezdin and says, I've just come back from the hospital, he died, then we can rely upon it. Because we'll say the first one was a hayra. So again, we have so far Zairiyu who says, it's not considered to be a hayra. It's considered to be a mistake. Rav Nachman says, no, it is considered to be a hirah. This is a massive chiddush in halacha, that Eid Echad is believed even when it says chazak yisura. We never have this anywhere in Kala Tera Kula. It must be that it's a proper hirah. And Rava agrees with Ziri and says, no, this is a tos. Says the Gemara, v'af Rebbe Eliezer stavar de tosu. Even Rebbe Eliezer says it's considered to be a tos. The Tanya reveals Aimer Yikriv Adin Esahar. Let the din pierce the mountain. So what is that referring to? So Rashi explains Yikriv Adin Esahar Benisis Al Pi Bezdin. In a situation where she got married with one aide with Bezdin, Loi Amrin and Al Pi Bezdin who umiftara. We don't say, oh well look, she did it Al Pi Bezdin, therefore she's exempt. We don't say that. We have to look at the full depth of the matter. And we will say that this is a mistake. So, you know, it seems to be that we're understanding the Lashon of Yikav Adin Sahar to mean that, you know, we need to kind of properly investigate and see what's going on. And it's clear over here that a mistake was made, and therefore we have to go with the MS and not with this original mistake which was made. So again, Rav Lezer Meyikov Adin Sahar, Vitavi Chata Shmeina. She had this person has to bring her own chata. She can't, you know, hide behind Bezdin. So Iyam is Bishlema de Tosu Mishimachi Masya Karban. So if you say what was done originally was a mistake, that's the reason why she has to bring a carbon. Aliyamris dohirahi. But if you'll say that there was halachic validity to the original psak, and it's considered to be a hira, aliyamris dohirahi, amai masya carbon, why should she have to bring a carbon? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Maybe I'll tell you it is a hira, and maybe I'll tell you she still has to bring a carbon. The Dilma Kisava Rebbe Eliezer Yachet Sha'asabe Raz Bezdin Chayiv. Maybe the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer is that if a Yachet acts based on the Psak of Bezdin, they are nevertheless Chayiv. Maybe that's the reason why. So it is considered to be a Hira, but you're still Mechuyiv, a carbon, even if you acted Alpi, the Psak of Bezdin. Says the Gemara, Kain, if so, my, what's this phrase of Yikev Hadin Sahar? Let the din pierce the mountain. Rashi says, in Kain, my Yikev, Meditani Hachi Mashmid, Eloi, Meinin Bashaper, Lefumria Tahavi Potala. It's Mashmid, unless we would properly look into things, we would have pattered. But it's only because we're being Ma'ayin properly. That's the reason why we're not going to patter. According to what you're saying, that in all cases, you know, Yachet Chasavei Raz Bezdin Yachayiv, so what's this? So only because you mind properly. My Shita is Yachet Chasavei Raz Bezdin Yachayiv. No, it's because you've been mind properly and you're saying what was originally suggested was an outright mistake, and because it was a mistake, you are going to be a Mechayiv to bring a carbon, and it's not considered to be a Hira. So we have a very interesting little sugya over here, and there's a discussion in the Rishonim, further discussion. What level of mistake is necessary in order to say that it's not, this wasn't considered to be a psak? In other words, let's say, I don't know, a bezdin gets up and says, you know, there's no such din as chamesh esrei nashim shepaitris tzariseyin. There's no such din. We paskin like Beis Shammai. We would say that's not a hira. Beis Shammai b'makim beisil ain't a mishnah. That's not a hira. If Bezdin get up and say there's no obligation to be kiris kriyash mami arvis, they would say something which is mentioned in a mishnah. We would say that's not a hira. That's just a mistake. Like we find the concept of Toya Bedvar Mishnah. If Bezdin make a mistake, B'shikul Hadas, that's considered to be a Hira. If Bezdin make a mistake in the Dvar Mishnah, that's not considered to be a Hira. If Bezdin make a mistake in the Metzias, that's not considered to be a Hira. Okay. Now we said at the end of the Mishnah, Hiru Bezdin Lihinasi, the Kiltala. And what do we say in the Mishnah? That there was a Hira. That this woman is allowed to get married. Peruah Bezdin Linase, meaning again, based on the aiders of the aid. What did she do? V'halcha v'kilkala. And instead of getting married, she just went and she was niskalkel, which we'll see in a minute what this means. Halcha v'kilkala. The din is chayeves b'karben. Shlehitira ela lehinase. Meaning the heter was a qualified heter. That was, you're allowed to get married. Meaning, Mishumiguna Kira Barabana, we don't want you to be tied up and bound up and not be able to remarry ever. We want you to be able to remarry, but there's no attribute to be Mazana. So says the Gemara, Kilkalon, Rabbalaza, Aimer Zinsa. Rabbalaza says it means she was Mazana. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Alman Lakain Gadol, Grush Vachalutza Lakain Adiat. She went ahead and she married someone who was Oscar for her to marry. She went ahead and she married Chayvi Lavin. So that's what happened over here. And they paskin that she's allowed to remarry, and instead she married a chai ve'lavin situation. So again, my kilkel, what does it mean that she was miskalkel? Rabbi Elazar says it means she was zinsa. Rabbi Yechon says aman l'kein gadol grush v'chutz l'kein hedyet. So man da amr zinsa kol shekein almana. So the opinion, meaning Rabbi Elazar says that she was mizaneh and she has to bring a carbon, well, kol shekein. If she went in and she married a chayvi lavin situation, would we be mechayiv her to bring a carbon? She actually did an issa chomer of chayvi lavin, whereas manda amar almad lekein gadol, that then she has to bring a carbon avol zinsa loy.
It wouldn't be mazy, wouldn't it?
I'm sorry.
It wouldn't be if it's mazy. That she took those actions, question of whether it's
correct. No, this was well. This I was mean, this
if
was.
It's,
well, there's no concept of being mizaneh b'shogeg, right? I mean, what you mean? She went ahead and she just was mizaneh. Or the case is that she was a grush and she married a kohen, or she was an almana, right? And she married a kohen gadol. Yeah. So we said according to the Binyamin who says that the kilkula means almana ken gadol avol zinse, if all she did was mizana, she wouldn't have to bring a carbon. Loy, my time at the amra atun hu deshavisuni penuya. You made me into a penuya. You can't make me bring a carbon now. You said I'm a penuya. Now, it happens to be it's not a good thing for a woman to be mizana, but at the end of the day, what I did, you told me I am a single woman, I should not be treated any more chamor than a regular single woman. A single woman doesn't bring a carbon. She doesn't bring a carbon if she's mizana, a single woman. Here, you want me to bring a carbon because you're saying I'm an ashes ish zinsa. Now it's mizbar that I'm an ashes ish zinsa, okay? But you made me into a single woman. You cannot be mechayiv me more than a regular single woman would be mechayiv. So, Tanya Kavasi, Derbi Yechanon. We have a raya to Rabbi Yechanan. Heru abezdin lihi nasei v'halcha v'kilkala kagoin alman l'kein gadol grush v'chalutza l'kein hetit chayev is v'karben al kol bia u'bio. And divrei Rabbi what do they change it to? Rabbi Eliezer. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer v'chachamim emrim karben echad al hakol. So the question is, are you mechuyoben on every single bia or only one time? So if it's one person and she was with one person several times, so she's only going to be mechuyev once because that was one shkaga of sorts. But if she married five men, she married, divorced, and so on, then she would be mechuyev five times because of gufin mechulakin. So the example that we give over here of kilkala is an example of almana l'kein gadol and so on. Let's just see a couple of Rashi's. Rashi says, "Amal kol bio bia kesaver Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Eliezer bia yismechalkeis taima." The Maseches Krisis, Karmen Echad Alakol, according to the Chachamim, Hayovale Noida La Ben Tayim. There was no Yedia in between that what she was doing was wrong. The Havila Ka'echol Shnei is Zeisi Chelev Behalam Echad. Fine. Okay. So again, what have we said so far in this parak? We spoke about a case of Yishe Shalach Baalam Midas Hayom. Ubov Amrullah, which we said Amrullah means one aide came along and said Meis Bailech, and there's this special incredible heter. We say that here we say an aide achad is believed, and the Gemara asked at the beginning of the sugya, what's the source that an aide achad is believed? We thought originally to learn it out from Oy Hoida Elav Chatasai, then we thought to say it's a svara, and the maskana of the Gemara was Mitech Chemeshech Martale Kaltale Betchilasa. But we said in a situation where the husband comes back, she gets hit with all of these various knosses. And then we had a discussion at the end of the Mishnah that if she's nisa shloi b'shiz bezdin, which meant not with the special heter of Eidechad, but rather with al pishnayim edim, and then we said mitir aslachzer, and then we had this discussion now in what circumstances and what situations is something considered to be a hayra or not. Continues the Mishnah. Ha'ishu shalach baila ubna lamdina sayam. Ubova amula meiz bailech v'achakach meiz b'nech. So they came and they told this woman, they said, your co-wife and your husband went to Mdina Sayyam. Her husband and son went to Mdina Sayyam, and they came and they told her that your husband died first, so that means he died when you were, and you were not Mokhi of Yibam, because there was a child which outlived your husband. Umeiz Bailech v'achach meiz b'nech. So you are Petura mina Yiba mina Chalitza, Venises, and therefore she got married. V'yachakach amrula chiluf hayu hadvarim. And afterwards they said, we made a mistake. Really what happened is your son died first. And therefore when your husband died, he died without any children, and therefore you were skuka li Yibam. Say again?
The same Eden.
Don't think so. Yeah. So let's think about Sachakal. What did this woman do wrong? She is the Yavama Lashuk. Right? She's the Yavama Lashuk. Right? She was over on Chayvei Lavan. Lo Yisiya Eishas Hameisa Chutza Leishdar. That's the extent of her sin. It says the Mishnah, Teitzei Vavlada Rishon V'Achron Mamzer. She has to leave the second marriage. And the Vlad Rishon and Achron, we'll have to see what Rishon and Achron mean over here in this context. But the Vlad Rishon Achron are Mamzerim. The Gemara is going to say this is going to go like the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, who says that there's Mamzeris from Chayvei Lavin. According to the Rabbanan of Rabbi Kiva, there's not going to be Mamzeris over here. Case number two. Amrullah Meiz Beneir V'Achach Meiz Baileich. So they said, your son died first. And then your husband died, so he died without any children, therefore you're Skukal Yibum V'Nes Yabmo. First your husband died and your Peturim in a Yibum, in which case this was Eishes Ach Shalei B'Makim Mitzvah Chayvei Krisus. So this is really much Mechomer. Teitzei V'Havlad Rishon V'Achron Mamzer. So here we're going to say V'Havlad Rishon V'Achron is going to be a Mamzer. Third case, Amru La Meiz Bailech V'Nisis V'Achakach Amru La Kayim Haya Umes. So on the first of the month they said your husband died, so she got married on the second of the month and she became pregnant. And then a couple days later, when you got married, your husband was actually still alive, but he has subsequently died. So the first Vlad who was conceived at the time when she was historically still an Eishes Ish will be a Mamzer, whereas the Achron is Eina Mamzer, because the Achron was conceived at a time when she was in fact a Penuya. Fourth case, Amrula Meiz Bailei Reminis Kadsha V'Yachakach Ba Baila Muteres Lachzalei. We saw this before. Here the case was the exact same case, but here all she had was Kedushin, not Nesuin. So she had Kedushin, not Nesuin, and then her husband comes back. Here we say there's no kenosis, and we see Muteres Lachzalei, she is allowed to go back to her original husband. And afal bi shenasan la'achron get liposlam in a guna. And if the second husband says, oh, I can't believe your first husband is alive, I'm going to give you a get. And he writes her a get and gives her a get. That get is not halachically significant. Liposlam in a guna. Razu darish rabalazar ben masya. The isha grusha mi isha, and the lady ish she'ena isha. The pasuk says, if a woman is divorced from her man, from her husband, isha grusha mi isha, then she is going to be asura to a kain. I'm mashing it over here when this was not her husband, because at the time the kedushin was not tefis because she was an ishes ish. Then it's not considered to be a get. It doesn't pass her at all. Good. So we said in case number one, again, the husband and the son went to Mdina Siyam. They said, your husband died first, and then your son died, and you're not Skukal Yibum. She got married, and they said it was the opposite. and so on, therefore you were skuk liyibum. So we said teitzei, and the vlad rishon and achron is mamzes. It says, my rishon, my achron. What is rishon? What's achron? Ilay ma rishon lefnei shmua. And achron is la'achron shmua. V'lisni havlad mamzer. Just say vlad mamzer. There's no difference over here between the two. Just say the vlad is a mamzer. So it's gomam shim tekaboy lemisni seifa. Amru la meiz baileich v'niseis v'achakach. Amle kaim haya umeis harishin mamzer v'achron ena mamzer. Tananami reish harishin v'achron mamzer. So there is a very clear difference between the first and the second, insofar as one was before the shmua, meaning one was when she was still an eish hazish, and the second one who says he was chai by sisha, and now he died, so the child who subsequently conceived is no longer a mamzer, and that's what we spoke in terms of rishon and achron. The what?
The Pharaoh of Edom said that her husband died, and then she conceives a child, because it's not a mamzer.
I mean, unless you say, but the kedushin took place when she was still an ish, maybe you might have thought, I was wondering if the pshat is, you might have thought that she got married when she was an ish, she was with this man when she was an ish, and therefore maybe she should have to divorce him and then remarry him and so on. She didn't divorce him, she had another child afterwards. You know, we've spoken before about maybe some type of a mamzid, a rabbanin of sorts, that we say the child's not a mamzer, not deraisa, not derabbanan, maybe something along those lines. Now, this din that if you have a woman who sach hakol was only on the level of a yevamah l'shuk, and the Mishnah said that the child is a mamzer, derabbanan zu divrei Rebbe Akiva, shaya emre ein kedushin tevzim b'chayv yelavin, and the chachamim emrim ein avlad miyevamah, ein mamzer miyevamah. And there's no mamzer from a case of Yevamah L'shuk, it's only a lav ba'alma. Why don't you just say ein mamzer mechai v'yelavin? Why do you say ein mamzer miyevamah? There's no mamzer from Yevamah. say a klal, there's no mamzer from mechai v'yelavin. There it says, no, hai tana, hach tana d'Rav Akiva. This is the tana who is kind of working within the shita of Rabbi Akiva. And it's not the Chachamim of Rabbi Akiva who categorically disagree and say Ein Mamzer Mechai V'Lavin. No, it's a Tana within Rabbi Akiva. Dharma Mechai V'Lavin the She'er Havi Mamzer Mechai V'Lavin Gredi Le'avi Mamzer. So really, this Tana holds Yesh Mamzer Mechai V'Lavin as a Rabbi Akiva, but it's only if it is the types of Chai V'Lavin of She'er, of Arias, and so on. Rashi says, "Haytana, the Chachamim ein mamzim yevama, al mispirulu diyish chayvi lavin shehavlad mamzim ehen." So, hach tana the bei Rabbi Akiva hu, if the tana of Rabbi Akiva hu, the ikatana beperka chaylets alib the Rabbi Akiva the amayish mamzim chayvi lavin the she'er, the machmas kurva. So, if it's a type of situation which came about because of some type of a family link and connection relationship. Kegain, and this is Aviv Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Koy Allah Belav, the Perak Nesin, Kegain Nesa Es Chalitzasu, the Koy Allah Belay Yivne, Belav the Kurva, who Belav the Kurva with Avi Mamza. So if it's a lav which came about through the Kurva, through the relationship of a family member, that is Chayv Yelavin, the Yevam Leshuk. Is not considered to be that type, and therefore there's no mamzeres. A person is with a yevam l'shuk, there's not going to be a mamzeres. Chayv yelavin gredi again yevam l'shuk v'deimelu. Fine. Good. Am Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Am Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Minayin she'ein kedushin tevesin b'yevamam. How do I know that there's no kedushin? The kedushin is not tevis by yevam l'shuk. So the Lashon of Leisihia, Lashon of Havaya, is saying there will not be Havaya to the Eishes Ameis. There is no Havaya, even B'dieva, there's no Havaya. The Shmuel Amar, Ban Yoseinu, Tzricha Get. In our Anias, we are unsure. Rashi says, Mitich Anius Datenu, She'ein anu yodim pirush hamikra. We cannot conclusively say that when it says siya, it means that there's no havai even b'di'evit. We don't know. In which case, tzricha get. P'savkele l'shmuel ha'ile siya eish sameis ila lav huda asa. Idalei topsi b'kedushin huda asa. Maybe it's coming to say there's a lav. Rashi says, harayu kishar ha'ivi lavin. The tafsi ba'kedushin. So it's just coming to give a lav. I mean, it says yivol miyavo elal, but it's not saying leisiyesus. I mean, sechutz. It's also for it to be with anyone else. So maybe it's just coming to add an lav, as opposed to say that there's no kedushin b'di'avid. Yeah, idol tafsi ba'kedushin das. Amalei Rav Mari bar Rachel Rav Ashi hachi amra meimar halacha kavasi de Shmuel. We paskin like Shmuel. And this perhaps is one of those exceptions, even though the Gemara says in Bechiras Memtes that when it comes to Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, we usually pass like Rav and Isser, and we should pass like Rav over here. But being that the Gemara said Halacha Kavasid the Shmuel, we pass like Shmuel. Amr Lashi Hashta the Amr Meimer Amhilchas Kavasid the Shmuel Im Haye Yevama Koyen Chaylet La Visharyla. So what does this mean? So now that we're saying that Allah is like Shmuel, it's not so simple to say that Kedushin is not Tefis. It could be that Kedushin is Tefis. So therefore, perhaps we should make some type of a special concession. Im hayu yivam kohen chaylet zla v'shayla, says Rashi. Im hayu yivam kohen v'zu niseis l'shuk be'ed echad e'bishnei edim sh'amru la meiz b'aylech V'yachgach meiz b'neich, v'amish mu'al b'get, v'kevan d'yahiv l'gita. If you're going to go and give a get, if the second husband's going to have to give a get, because that was Shmuel's din, we are misupik, and maybe the kedushin was tapis, and therefore the second one has to give a get. V'kevan d'yahiv l'gita, mifsala al hayavam shu kayen mishim grusha. The yavam was a kayen, If husband number two, that she wasn't supposed to get married to, gives her a get, so then she's going to be psula. So in order to facilitate this second marriage, and not to break up the marriage, and then she's still going to be asked to the yavam, therefore we'll say, chaylitzla v'shayila. Fragdigamar is guri iskar, imkinwatzina chayta niskar. You can't do that. Then it turns out that she has gained by not waiting around, by not being careful. That can't be right. What's that? Well, the Gemara said before that she should have waited, she shouldn't have been so hasty to remarry, and so on, she should have checked things out.
It would have been to wait rather than saying,
yes, the Gemara says that, I mean, you see that she's not considered to be an anusa. She has to bring a carbon. Right, she's not. I mean, the Rashi said on the mission, she's not an anus if she goes and she gets married and her husband comes back. If you're an anus, you don't have to bring a carbon.
Yeah, but that's not. she's a
shkava.
That's not
chutzniska. Why? Someone who's.
It means normally you talk about doing it with
me. I mean, anyone who brings a carbon shaygig is a chutzniska, right? I mean,
yeah, it's called.
I guess it doesn't have, you're saying it's not such a sinister.
No, really, I mean,
you're saying usually a chaytanisk is more of like a mazid type of thing? No, I guess it means over here, because there is a tine against her and she was considered to be irresponsible by getting married so quickly, it wouldn't make sense for us to kind of.
Is a get for Kedushin? Is a get? Is it a full get? I mean, is a get Kedushin same as a get from somebody to the full marriage? 100%. It's the same thing.
Yeah, there's no difference. But you're saying if there's only a resin as opposed to...
It's not valid,
Yubom,
for it needs
a
chalitza.
I'm sorry,
it wouldn't be valid then.
What do you mean it wouldn't be valid?
The get wouldn't be valid if the breakup between needs a chalitza, if the breakup of the, is an incorrect term.
Again, what we're saying over here, according to Shmuel, it could be that the Kedushin of the second one was Tefis, right? Because it says, Leisiyesh, it means the Chutzalish Darmi, which just means it's a Lav. Kedushin is Tefis Bechai Vilavin. She needs a get. Husband number two gives her a get. If he gives her a get, she's going to be asked to her husband, to the Yavam Musakayan, as the Gemara wanted to suggest, that all he does is he gives her chalitza, and he can give her chalitza during the marriage of the second husband. And the Gemara said, can't be because in Cain there will be a chaitin iskar. Ella, that cannot be pshat. That cannot be what he said. Ella im haya yivama Yisrael nesen lasheni get v'hutralai. That's what it'll mean. Meaning that the second one will give her a get, and now she is allowed to go back to the Yavam. Right? In the case where the Yavam is a Kayan, he would have to divorce her, and she would not be able to have Yibam. So she would have to leave her marriage, and she wouldn't be Moteris of the Yavam. She'd have to find another Shidduch. Okay. Amr Gidl, Amr Rav, Chia, Bar Yosef, Amr Rav. Yivama Kedushin Ein Ba Nisuin Yesh Ba. So again, this is the same Rav at the top of the Amud who said, Menayin She'ein Kedushin Tevsin Yivama Shnev Leis Yesh Zamezachut Leish Zar Leis Yibah Havaya. But nevertheless, Rav says, even though there's no Kedushin, but Nisuin Yesh Ba. But there is Nisuin. Says Rashi, Kasal Gadai Dichl Inin Get. Tim Niseis Lazar Sha'amru la meiz bailech v'achach b'neich tshicha get. In this type of a case, so then she would require a get. It was a case of she yivama l'shuk. She went ahead. I don't know if it makes a difference if it was with intent or not with intent. But in these cases, if she had nisuin, then she would require a get. So frag the gemara ikadush neinba nisuin nami inba. How can you say that? If the Kedushin wasn't Chav, nothing took place, so why would anything take place b'shas nisuin? Says the Gemara, Eima Kedushin vin nisuin ein ba. And Hanami will say that neither one works. That's answer number one. Vivo yzeima my nisuin yesh ba biznus. Kidu Rav Amnuna. Dam Rav Amnuna shemerez yavam shezinsa asura livama. What does this mean? Says Rashi, biznus. To have a kiznus u'mitzra ayavam, meaning she is a shemeres yavam. She was mizana. Now that will have halachic significance. She will be asura on the yavam. Rav Ashi the Amar Leel Nesin La Sheni Get V'Hutra Lay Less Lay the Rav Amnuna. So he clearly would not hold the Rav Amnuna. He said previously the second one can give her a get and she can revert back to the yavam. She is muteris to the yavam. Here we're saying no. Being that she was Mizana, she is going to be Asura Ilamis on the Yavam. And finally, a third answer, Viboisema, minus to in the, the Iboisema, La Ilam Kidamarn Miikara. Really, it's like we said originally, that there is an Asuin Legabi Get. Kidamarn Miikara. Kedushin Ainba Nisuin Yeshba. Why the Michlafa, the Isha Shalach Baila Limdina Sayam? Because this, we're scared, we're going to be confused with the case of a woman whose husband went to Medina Sayyam. What does this mean? Says Rashi. Kedamar meikar, nesuin yeshba linyan get. V'lav mishum de kedushin inu. Not because the kedushin is chal, and the mishum de imafkas la b'le get. You're going to take this woman out without a get. Asalame manami b'ishu shalach b'ailal Medina Sayyam. V'nisas abi bezdin b'eidachat. You're going to say, okay, just like in that case you don't need a get, in this case you also don't need a get. Avol niskatcha, but all she had was kedushin. She's not living with a man. She's not living together. Avol niskatcha loy begita, tohar eishes ish gufa, then ish niskatcha al pibezdin be'edecha, teitzi b'le get. Kadisnan, avol pi shenos la'achron get, loy pasla mina kahuna. Before there was Kedushin, we said, you don't need to get at all. Kedushin is nothing. She's not living together. There's no halachic significance whatsoever. But in a case where she was actually living together, then already there's concern that we will think that it's possible for a woman to be married properly and she could leave the husband without any type of a get. And therefore, it's some type of a get durabanan to that case. Amr Biyane b'chabura nimnu v'gamru ein kedushin tevsin b'yavama. So they said, we passed and we sat together and we decided, like Rav, not like Shmuel, ein kedushin tevsin b'yavama. Omer Lei Rabbi Yechanan Rebbe Loi Mishnah Seinu Yizu. Well, what you're saying, that you're passing like Rav, ultimately, isn't Rav based on a Mishnah? Isn't this ultimately a Mishnah? La Mishnah Seinu Yizu, this not. Ha'im Ala Isha. Hare at Mekudeshesli La'achar She'ezgayer. So a fellow who's considering Geiris tells a woman, he gives us the money right now, and he says, this will work La'achar She'ezgayer. Or La'achar She'ezgayeri, after you are Mizgayer. La'achar She'ezgayer, because right now he's in Evikanani. La'achar She'ezgayeri, or after you become free from being a Shifcha Kananis. La'achar She'yomuz Bailech, he gives it to a woman who is an Ashes Ish, and he says, "Harei Mekudesh Asli La'achash Yamuz Bailech, or La'achash Tomos Achiseich, after your sister dies, or La'achash Yachleitz Leich Yavmayech, or he says after you receive Chalitza from your Yavam." So in all of these cases, Harei Mekudesh, these are all halachic impossibilities right now. There's no way you can have Tvisas Kedushin with someone who right now is a Goy, or someone who right now is an Eved Kanani, or someone right now who is a Shifcha Kananis, or someone who right now is Skuka LeYivum. So you see, like Rav said, that Ein Kedushin Tevsin Ba'yivam LeShuk. So Rabbi Yechanan said to Rabbi Anai, he said, Rebbe, isn't this a Mishnah? So Amalei Rabbi Anai said, Ilav D'Daloy L'Chaspa Me Mishkachas Maganisa, to say, had it not been that I lifted up this shard of clay, would you have found this beautiful jewel underneath it? Rashi says, Me Mishkachas Maganisa, Ilav the Amrilacha, Lehagis Masik Adaitach the time in Mishum Dalitavsi Bakadushin, Hashtahu, you wouldn't have said that the reason why is because Kedushin is not Tafis. You wouldn't have said that. Elamishum the a machna davishalibalam. You might have said the reason why it doesn't work over here is because you can't be machna davishalibalam. That's what you would have said. It's only because I said that we paskin like Rav, and it's clear that we paskin like Rav, and this Nimnu v'gomru, and as I've got some type of a clear source, and I know for certainty that we paskin like Rav, that then you decided to go and examine Mishnayos and Brises to see kind of where I got it from. But had it not been that I said this in the first place, you wouldn't have kind of thought that that was the pshat in the Mishnah. So don't make out as if it's such a posh bazaar. You would have originally understood the Mishnah that it's because you can't be makna davish leba liyelam. It reminds me, that I forgot which gadol it was about. One of the gedolei achrenim, he says, I would be able to be mechaven to every. I would be able to ask every single kasha of Reb Kiveger. In other words, if you would give me a gemara, and you would put a little circle of the Gilyan Ashas by a Tosfos somewhere in a Tosfos or by a gemara, I would be able to figure out, oh, it must be that Reb Kiveger is bothered with this. It must be that Reb Kiveger is bothered with that. But, you know, the Chiddush of Reb Kiveger was, he was able to be Omed every single time and ask the Kasha. But had it not been that I was Ma'ir to you, that, yeah, we definitely Paskin like Rav, you wouldn't have mentally thought to even say that that must be the Pshat in the Mishnah, to bring that as a Raya to Rav, and therefore it's not so Pashat. The truth is, I'm actually going to get going a little bit early today, if that's okay. I'm so sorry.